Tuned into Style in the City. It's medical feature time. 10:43 instead. Hey Doc is the name of our feature. This morning we are discussing breast cancer awareness. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I've been joined by specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussain to tell us more. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi, welcome. Hi.
Okay, so doctor, you know, the last question was about men getting breast cancer. So let's continue. Is breast cancer in men detected through the same way now as in women?
Yes. In terms of the same screening methods are used for males. So we would do an ultrasound, a mammogram, a clinical examination as part of it, and we would biopsy the lesion. The problem is that there isn't any screening protocol that is designed for men. So screening services are generally for women. And therefore, men are often diagnosed quite late when they already have a palpable lump. A lot of men don't think that they can actually get breast cancer. And they have this lump, but they don't necessarily always go and seek help for it. And that ends up leading to a delay in their diagnosis. But yes, it is detected and diagnosed in the same way as women.
Doctor, while we're on that, a question did come in from a listener asking about the symptoms that men should look out for breast cancer.
So a lump in the breast, any changes in the skin, and this applies to women as well, any changes in the nipple, so if the nipple becomes more inverted or if there's a discharge, especially a bloody nipple discharge, if the size of the breast changes, if there has been, depending if it gets like an orange peel appearance or any redness or inflammation on that, on the skin, those are all symptoms or signs that are concerning, and you should have them checked out by your doctor.
And are survival chances higher for men than women? Oopsie, I've lost doctor. I'm going to try and get her back on quickly. And yes, we'll continue with our chat.
Express Breakfast.
When last did you dream?
Ooh, a couple weeks back?
Most of the time I just dream having many wives because I'm like going into the bed hard and then going to that
one. So last night I dreamt about two snakes.
Why would you dream about snakies?
I don't know. They were for some reason tangled with each other.
Oh, wait. So you took my worst fear and Tubani's dream to put it together.
They were busting it up.
Leslie.
Yeah, whose tail is it anyway?
The best way to wake up.
All right, we're back. And doctor, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So my question to you, and you had your line had dropped. I'm not sure if you heard the question, but I'll just repeat it anyway. Are the survival chances higher for men than women?
It's higher for women, but that is often due to the late diagnosis for men. And that is due to the reason that I mentioned earlier. Men seek help a little bit later. There's no screening services for men. There is also the myth that men can't get breast cancer, which I think we all need to overcome. If we can get over that, if we can diagnose it earlier, survival rates would probably be a little bit better for men as well.
And doctor, genetic testing is said to be important in guiding the kind of treatment for breast cancer. So what exactly does this type of testing entail?
It's often a blood test, or they put a swab into your mouth. So take some cells from the inner aspect of your mouth to test. And basically what they do there is to evaluate whether there is any predisposition or any a genetic reason for one to have a higher risk of developing breast cancer or any other cancer for that matter. If that is the case, yes, it can definitely direct our treatment methods. For somebody who, for an early cancer, we often like to do smaller surgery, like a tumor excision or a lumpectomy, what most people call a lumpectomy. But obviously, if somebody has a high risk of developing breast cancer, has a BRCA gene mutation, for example, then we would more likely suggest a mastectomy for that patient to reduce their risk. They don't necessarily have to have it, but it is an option that we would offer the patient.
All right. Lastly, doctor, please, can you tell us about the different treatment options that are available for breast cancer for older women, younger women and men?
So the same treatment options apply across the board for all of those categories. Like I said, it's more the type of cancer and the stage at presentation that will determine what treatment the patient gets. But those treatment categories are generally in the form of surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, hormonal or endocrine treatment, and biological treatments. One person may not necessarily get all of those treatments, but may get a selected ones that apply to that patient. So it doesn't mean you're going to get all of them.
Mm-hmm. I've been joined by specialist surgeon Dr. Fatima Hussain, and we're coming back after this quick song break with a few of your questions for her.
The hottest hits of hits
all the time.
And a whole lot more. Don't stop.